Hello there, Dunder Mifflinites, and welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a podcast to sleep to, a sleepy time podcast, a podcast to relax to and fall asleep. Today we are on episode 9 of season 2 of The Office, and it is called Email Surveillance. Today's episode is directed by Paul Feig and written by Jennifer Salota, and it aired on November 22nd, 2005. So I'll just give you a little bit of a preamble here before I start the episode. I want to make sure everybody gets cozied up and ready to relax on here, because the episodes are pretty short, 22 minutes. It's like bite-sized candy in the era that we live in, where you're used to 40-minute episodes for, you know, premium cable, but then HBO stuff, when it's like 59 minutes long, it feels like 59 minutes long. But it's been interesting, as I've been watching The Mandalorian, they really follow the streaming format that each episode is as long as it needs to be, versus fitting into some sort of, you know, 22-minute or 44-minute episode length. And so I can appreciate that. There's something to be said about the form. I kind of remember House of Cards, I think, followed that as well, where some the episodes were mostly an hour long, but some of them were a little bit shorter. So it's an interesting time we live in. There's so much new stuff, but we all fall back on the good old classics, and that is why I'm sitting here talking about a show that is now 15 years old and aging like a fine wine. I should say aging like a Steve Carell or John Krasinski. John Krasinski gets better with age too. Anyway, enough loving of my of the male stars on here. So we're going to get into email surveillance. I want to make sure everybody has their sleep timer set in your podcast app of choice. It looks like a lot of you are on Spotify, which is very interesting. Spotify and iTunes. But I know both of those have your sleep timers. Go ahead and make sure those are set. And now I will begin to narrate the episode so that you can relax and enjoy. And just know that you're not really missing anything important, because I'm just going to talk about what's happening in the episode. And all my little tidbits, you know, I save those for other podcasts. So let's get started here with our cold open, which is Michael letting us know that it is Friday morning. Looking out the window, and he notices a man getting out of his car with a turban on. Now, this is 2005, so 4 years after 9/11, Michael comes out and tells everybody to lock the doors, turn off the lights. And he sits down and hides. And then he comes in and knocks. So they ran. It was a continuous shot from when Michael saw him, came out, and then knocked on the door. Now, of course, here he says, the IT guy and I did not get off on the right foot. And we have our classic intro running right now. We have Dwight putting his credit card into a shredder. We got Jim on the phone, the water cooler bubbling up. We got Ryan and his gym bag, and Michael setting his Dundee in the proper place on his desk. And we have Michael talking to the IT guy on the computer. And Michael's password is on a post-it note, 1234. There's another episode. Oh, it's much later in the show. About passwords. I'm going to use some of those in the future. Dwight was waiting to interrogate Michael as he came out and wants to know why he's in there. Dwight wants to know what would happen if something happened to Michael, and needs to know everything, and is now giving us different scenarios, saying, if you step on a mine, Michael saying, if I step on a mine in Scranton, Pennsylvania, you can have my job. And Michael, the things that a boss shouldn't share with his employees, salary, bed, and the fact that he is reading all of their emails. Now he's searching everybody's emails for Michael, boss, and funny. Now he's looking through everyone's emails. And in there, Miss Stanley calls Michael an ass. And the IT guy is enjoying that. So now Oscar confronts Michael, saying, you're spying on our computers. And they got an email from corporate. Now, he was doing a robot that turned into the Tin Man. Yeah, so they got a note from IT. They're doing email surveillance. And now, Michael trying to reassure them that, scary or bad. Kevin has a talking head. This must be one of his first talking heads. And he says, you know, I have to delete a lot of stuff. And Dwight goes to Angela saying, if you have any sensitive emails, they need to be deleted immediately. Pam hears that. Looks very concerned. Calls Jim over. So, they were definitely together before the barbecue episode, which should be coming up very soon. And it has to have been after the fire drill episode when they first realized that they both appreciated safety very highly. And Pam describes the relationship as squishing a spider under a book, you know, squishing a spider under a book and not wanting to look. And now Pam's kind of digging in a little bit to see, oh, did you, you know, which kind of woman would her friend date? But one of the things in the back and forth in this is Pam has a talking head saying, you know, it's weird. And if you see anything saying that to the cameras, then let her know. And now Dwight explaining that the modern miracle of medical records, he said that there's a crazy amount of yeast infections. Oh, this is the barbecue episode. So Michael gets the email surveillance set up, goes through the emails, finds an Evite to Jim's barbecue. Oh, I see. Okay. So then the relationship, the Dwight and Angela relationship, like clearly happens between the fire drill episode and this episode, the barbecue, which is when it's revealed to the audience as well. Pam asks Angela if she's bringing anybody to Jim's party, as Angela is buying snacks from the candy bar, and she's buying two. Pam notes that to the camera. And now we're back with Michael, who's reckoning with the fact that his employees did not invite him to a party, while he sees himself as, you know, one of the team and very close with his with his family of employees, as he calls them, saying maybe he needs to be even more approachable. Oh yeah, this scene here. He sits down with his cup of noodles in the kitchen, and it's Jim, Pam, Kevin, and Oscar. And wow, it's got to be so much MSG in those cup of noodles. There's also preservatives on the noodles. Michael says, you know what he misses about college is the parties. And then all the nerds, the jocks, even the professors would go to the parties. And Jim looks at the camera like, oh, he knows. Now we have a talking head of Jim saying, yeah, I got a party coming up. I got beer, karaoke machine. I didn't invite Michael. And he says it's nothing personal, but if he was there, people couldn't relax and have fun. Because his roommate thinks that he's making Dwight up, but he is very real. Now we have the camera. I love this shot. The camera runs up to Pam, essentially, to get her attention, and points out to her that Dwight is eating a baby Ruth, which is what Angela was buying earlier. So the talking heads always break the fourth wall, but that's one of the most deliberate, you know, environment shots that the character interacts with the camera. So now Dwight is asking a question about the barbecue, and while Michael's standing at Pam's desk and says, oh, you know, not everyone's invited. And Jim says, you know, it's a surprise party for Michael, so keep it on the DL. Dwight is very excited about that idea. Now we have Jim chatting with Pam. Jim wants to know if Roy will be there. Roy can't make it. Jim trying his hardest not to look disappointed. Michael comes out very nonchalant, trying to dig for some information. And Michael invites him if he doesn't have plans. Jim says he can't. Michael lets him know that he has big plans. He has improv class. He wouldn't miss improv for the world. Unless something else came up, then he would definitely miss it. And Jim just says, oh, you know, improv sounds great. Michael reckoning with the decline there. Michael turns around after hearing a cough, hoping. You know. So now it's 5:10. Everyone's getting their jackets on. Michael trying to walk everybody out. No one's really biting. Kevin clearly lies. He says, my brother is in town going to see the Oscar Film Festival. Alaskan Film Festival. Angela tells Michael she's going to the charity bake drive. And now Dwight looks so excited that Michael is asking him. And this is, you know, Michael would have had him, but luckily Jim covered it. That's like, the writing is just so good. He says, I can't tonight. I have plans. I have practice. Soccer practice. Clarinet. Oh, man. Rain Wilson. Says, I'll see you Monday. And then Dwight goes, that's interesting. There haven't been a lot of those. You know, I guess Pam does a Chili's. That's interesting. So now we're at Jim's house. This is one of the early times that we're out of the office like this. Jim comes in. There's Jim's roommate. Dwight comes in with the key rock and says, oh, you know, is this a good idea? And Dwight here wearing Birkenstocks, which I don't think you could trace the popularity of Birkenstocks today quite to this, but it is ironic that at that point Birkenstocks were like a unique footwear choice, while today it is very, very much standard. So now we have Jim leading everybody on a tour of the house. And Pam, the smile that Pam gives Jim. Oh, this show melts my heart. Ryan asks if Katie is coming, and Pam looks pleased that Jim says, I haven't talked to her in a while. Now we move over to the improv class, and he asks if anybody wants to volunteer. Michael is very excited with his sweaty pits, but when he's chosen, nobody else wants to participate in the scene. And Michael comes up with a gun. And so then Michael is then explaining that the most exciting thing to happen in any movie or real life is to somebody to stop with a gun. And it shows how every scene he is participating. He's got a gun. He just murdered everybody in the improv scene. And just keep shooting everybody. So now, I love this. The improv teacher says, you know, give me all of the weapons and give me all the guns you have. He has to unload. And Michael, pulling weapons out of various places. And so then now we go to Pam, who's looking through Jim's room. And she notices the camera caught her in there. It's interesting. It's like, it's very appropriately designed for a bachelor guy that clearly, you know, moved some of his dorm stuff into his room. And you know, it's not like the set dressers on the show weren't perfect for nailing this, you know, the outline of this. Now they're recreating the distance between them at the office. So if, you know, it's his home office and she's over there. Pam finds Jim's yearbook picture. It has to be John's real yearbook picture, definitely, but actual yearbook, maybe. And now we're back to the improv class. And Ken Jeong, right? Yeah, Ken Jeong in the improv class. And then Michael leans in and whispers in his ear, and he puts his hands up. And he says, what he ends up telling him is, I can't show you right now, but I have a gun. And then they end the improv class. I've never been to an improv class. You know, if there's an activity that I would do, you know, improv class, I would do like a salsa dancing class. Pole dancing seems like it'd be interesting. Now we go back to the barbecue, and you know, Stanley says, "Oh, I didn't know this type of paper would sell so well." And Oscar's, "Oh, yeah, that's why it sold so well." And Kelly says, "You know, stop. I don't want to talk about work." And Pam notices that out in the yard, Angela and Dwight are talking. Good sign there. And then Pam asks Phyllis if she's heard of any secret office romances. And Phyllis assumes that she's talking about her and Jim. And Phyllis says, "Oh, you know, you guys always hang out and talk." And Pam's a little put off by that one. And then we go out to Kevin and Ryan at the grill. Kevin calls him Fire Guy. And then as the improv people and Michael tries to invite himself to where they're all going, and they all dodge him. Now we have Phyllis doing some karaoke. It's quite the party. Everybody circled around the karaoke machine. Jim asks how the investigation was going, and she says, "Oh, she was grasping at straws." And Pam says it was unfair to assume that was going on. Now we have Kevin on the karaoke doing Respect. No, that's not Respect. And then Michael shows up. Dwight shouts surprise. And everybody else is surprised. And they had invited the IT guy. And Michael lets everybody know that he is a karaoke fiend. And he had no tie, and then he went back to a tie, but like an undone tie. And now we got him doing karaoke on his own. There's something going on. You know, I always think to myself, and I think I've said it before, there are not a lot of songs associated with The Office, but this is another one. I don't know how the Little Drummer Boy episode was received. I mean, I can see people downloaded it, but I can't see people played it. But Michael kind of struggling on his own in the karaoke, and Jim goes in to help him. Together, in love with each other, And as they're singing, they cut out to show, you know, Dwight's Birkenstocks with Angela. They're in like a doghouse or a shed or something. And the episode fades out, but comes back to show a few clips of Michael at the improv. And he's saying that he's like improvising a story on how he got into improv. And eventually he just says, you know, I found a phone number on a flyer and I brought it here. What's interesting is there are so many, you know, the common thread with a lot of the actors on The Office. And I guess you would see this with any comedic show is, you know, they cut their teeth or they spent a lot of time doing improv before they got on the show, and then it developed into their careers, and I'm sure they go back. That's one of the things that show Barry, that's the, you know, a subplot of that is that the guy wants to go into improv. And same thing with The Room. Maybe I should go to an improv class. I don't know. Doesn't seem like it's for me. But I guess you can't prejudge. But hey, look at that. The episode's been over for a little bit now. So that is the end of email surveillance. Major things we saw in this episode. Well, we got a song, which I guess I'm going to have to record for a bonus episode. And we got the first real confirmation that there's a relationship between Dwight and Angela. We got a tour of Jim's house and Pam realizing that people might be on to her in the little crush flirting relationship that goes on between her and Jim, which, you know, nothing really wrong with that, but can't make assumptions, I guess, is the lesson. And with that, we're going to end this episode. Looking forward to bringing you the rest of season 2 here and beyond. Thank you for listening so far. Hopefully right now, this is not being heard by most as you're asleep and the sleep timer is about to go off. Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Sweet dreams. From Scranton, Pennsylvania, this is The Office Sleepy Time Podcast.